Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. If it's worth the fight, you said it would be. You said it would be this way. There's not much more to say.
Hello, and welcome to a Tuesday edition of Whiskey Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Thank you so much for tuning in. We got a wonderful program for you today, folks. It always happens. I get 50 messages a day, I swear. Thank you so much for tuning in to this conversation. I hope you feel a part of Black Lives Matter and Antifa terror campaign. You know, they said they're going to rural areas of shit. In these rural cities, they trashed Chicago over the weekend. That's replications. So, trashing your own neighborhoods, your own grocery stores, your own communities, looting and stealing from your own community, that's getting replications. Wow. I wonder where you're going to shop for groceries if you're looting it. Jesse Jackson finally came out and, you know, he's like, after he was one that got all this stuff to happen, now he's like, it's humiliating and embarrassing what they're doing. Well, you're the one that started, you and Obama and Al Sharpton and all this. Chicago prosecutor Kim Fox reportedly dropped over 25,000 felony cases, including murder charges and stuff, and like the Jesse Smollett hoax and all that. Yep. Wow. Yeah, I mean, we need to have a new deal with China. It's called embargo. I guess I'm going to be a sexist and racist because Biden has picked Kamala Harris, who is Indian and Jamaican. So, we'll have to wait and see. Oh, I got so much going on. When Trump was doing a press conference yesterday, they had to wheel him off because there was a shooting. You know, I want to get into some things people are saying and all this stuff. And got so much to get into, folks. Let's get into this. Remember Ecclesiastes 10:2. The heart of the wise inclines to the right, but the heart of the fool to the left. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. And I mean, it's just, I don't get it. You know, like the shooting yesterday where they had, because like my mom's calling me, right? And she's just like, turn on the TV now. There was a shot fired outside of the White House and they're taking Trump. And I thought like there'd be like, I thought like 10 Secret Service came into the press briefing. And no, it's like, you know, like, you need to come with us now. It's like, what? Shot fired in front of the White House. And he's like, okay, you gotta walk off. But it's just one of those things, you know, that we do. Thank you all so much for tuning in, by the way. If you're listening via Facebook, thank you so much. My phone's kind of messing up. So, yeah, my niece got like a iPhone 6S for like really cheap. So, you know, I might be looking for like a refurbished or something. I want to have a phone, but I don't want to have like payments every month, you know. Because even if you get, like, a free phone through, like, AT&T or any one of those, you still have, like, you have to have, like, the contract on it. So you have to, you know, because if you didn't, then it wouldn't be free because people would just, you know, so you have to have it for, like, a certain amount of time off. So I don't know. I'm just too Jewish and Dutch. But it's like, I don't know. But it's one of those things that this world's getting scary because like I told this dude, I said, there's a difference. Look at all this stuff that wasn't going on under, oh, see, I was raised differently. Yeah, I'm good. But see, we were raised differently. oh, can you believe, look, President Trump, and there's people shooting at the White House and all that stuff. I'm like, well, you know what? I didn't agree with Barack Obama, but I wasn't going to go to the White House and start shooting. My mama raised me better than that.
Did you hear who he picked?
Yeah, the Jamaican and Indian, Kamala Harris. Yeah, like if you saw my post on Facebook, many of you, I'm racist and sexist now. Because I wonder if she thinks of herself as like a Miss Bob Marley or something. Hey, man, I'm Kamala Harris.
I don't know. Maybe it was Susan Rice. I thought it was her who wants to be Attorney General. And not the Vice President.
Yeah. She didn't.
Was it Susan Rice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, folks... Okay, if you loot and trash and riot your own grocery stores, your own community of Chicago, how is that reputations if you're going to trash your own communities? How is that getting reputations? Because that's what they're defending it. I guess it proves my point that it's like these stimulus packages where the government will give you $2,000, but they're going to take $3,000 out of your check.
Have you seen how Pelosi has lost her mind? How they, Schumer and her have lost their mind because Trump did that?
Yeah, well, they're saying now all this crap, like it's gonna end Medicare and all this stuff, and Social Security is going to go because of this. It goes back to the bottom line, folks. It goes back to this. The national debt was nothing under Obama, but now under Trump, oh, we got $22 trillion in debt. We got to do something. Well, all they had to do is write a check. All we had to do is write a check, right? And Greece was out of debt. That's what they said back. I had people sending me CNN articles. I mean,
give everybody $1 million. See what that will do to the dollar.
Yeah, let's give everyone $1 million and see how. You better spend that ASAP because everything's going to go up right afterwards. Remember, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and Barack Obama and all those people on the left started all this crap, and now Jesse Jackson's in Chicago. Basically, the rioting in Chicago is humiliating, and it's, you know, it's a shame, and but then why did you start it?
Did you see the Lightfoot? She got mad because the Chicago police chief is sitting there saying, look, before this, there's no consequences. There has to be consequences. Don't braid us.
They've arrested 100 people in Chicago over this.
She lost her crap because he said that.
Well, she didn't want any help. She just wants him to... I mean, if people still vote for her, you lost your mind. If people want that. I don't get it, but... You know, she's lost her mind. Oh, we don't want no help. We're not going to ask for help. We don't want this. You need help, girl. You're way over your head. But it's just one of those things, folks. I would love for us to come together. But people don't want to come together. Oh, it's Trump's fault that no, it's not. Okay. Trump can say whatever he wants to. And as a cognitive human being, I can say no, or yes. I don't have to agree with everything that comes out of Trump's mouth because I'm a Trump supporter. You can still be black and not support Biden. It's common sense, folks. It's common sense. It's what's going on in this world. Trump hasn't... These mamas didn't raise... Most of those kids probably don't have parents. They're probably raised in a single home without a daddy. Because if dads just did what they were supposed to do, half the stuff that we face in the street, it wouldn't be there. But these kids not being taught anything. I want reparations. Well, Replications for what? Are you going to Africa to get those replications? Because it was blacks in Africa who sold you and captured you so that you can be brought here. Am I going to get replications because I have Jewish in me and white Europeans were also sold to Africa in the barber slave trade? When's it going to end? Like I was joking to my wife the longest time on this program. I said, pick anything and I can try to find, I can come up with a way that it's offensive to somebody. Like, and she goes, and she, of course, first thing she did, pointed the American flag. And like I said to her, this is how I could see someone saying it to her. If I take a water bottle and you ask me, how is that offensive? It not necessarily is going to be my opinion. It's just how I can see someone saying it's offensive. This is offensive because we have the luxury to have water come to us in a bottle where kids in Africa have to walk sometimes 2 and 3 miles with a bucket and get water that's not even dirty, that's not even clean. Who knows what's in it so they can get back with water to cook and clean and do dishes with and everything and drink. You know, but you have like the Chicago prosecutor, Kim Fox, has dropped 25,183 felony cases. I don't understand, you know. See, but the problem you have is no matter what Trump says, you could have a debate. And I bet you Biden could give an opening remark. Trump could repeat that opening remark word for word. And I guarantee you, can you believe? Yeah, we're taking, you know, this is a little 15-minute break in this first presidential debate. And we're going to replay Trump's opening remarks. And can you believe he said this? Well, if you're smart enough and you watch the debate, he said word. They wouldn't say that he said word for word what Biden said. They would say, I can't believe this came out of his mouth. I still remember when they said that, oh, if Sarah Palin was a Democrat, they'd be praising her. Not changing her viewpoint, not changing her stance, not, well, if she changed what she believed. So you mean to tell me that if Sarah Palin said the exact same thing she said, was a gun-toting conservative, but in the Democratic Party, they would have kissed her butt if she would have been, like, pro-life, pro-gun. Maybe that's what we need to do, get a bunch of conservatives to run as Democrats. That way they don't have a choice if they pick this party or that party. Because there's already there's like a Lincoln movement where it's these group of people that are supposedly like teed off, pissed off Republicans that, oh, I was a Republican until Donald J. Trump came in and now F Trump and F this and we're voting for Biden now and all this. Sounds like to me it's a group of people that are progressive socialist liberals that are trying to pretend that they were Trump supporters. That now they're like, oh, I was a Trump supporter. I was on the Trump train. Now I'm not. Because that's what I, that's my feeling on it. That's my thought. I don't know. I just have a feeling like that group of people is like Trump supporters. Now they were Democrats the whole time. And now they're trying to pretend like, I'm gonna see if I can look it up really quick. Because it's the Lincoln Sun. It's the Lincoln Project, and it's a bunch of former Republicans that basically they're claiming they're on the Trump train. The Lincoln Project, they claim they're on like the Trump train, and then they're like, now they're like totally anti-Republican, anti this. You know, I supported Trump, I supported America, I can't now, and all this bull crap. And it sounds like to me they're just like Republicans that No, they were never Republicans. They were just liberals. They're like, oh, we're going to, let's get a group together of people who, I mean, how can you stand for this country, the flag, and freedom and everything, and now all of a sudden not be for it? I don't get it. That's the vibe that I feel like. I would love to do research into the members to see how many of them actually were Trump people. Because I bet very few. But that's the problem. Like I said this before, I guarantee you Hillary Clinton would have been president if she would have taken Bernie Sanders, because all the teed off, all those 18 to 27-year-old kids that thought everything was going to be free. Nope, I wouldn't have to pay for college, wouldn't have to pay for healthcare, wouldn't have to work, wouldn't have to do anything. Nothing is to be given to me. And once I get my free college and free everything, guess what I'm going to have? I'm going to be a CEO sitting in some Beverly Hills million-dollar mansion kicking it. Well, who's paying for all this free college and free everything? What do you mean pay for it? Someone's got to pay for it. Nothing in this world is free. They may have buy two suits, get one free. Well, they're still making money off you. Or else they won't be doing the deal. Buying three tires, getting a fourth free, they're still making money. They're giving you the free cell phone in exchange for you using their services for 2 years on a contract. They're still getting, someone's still got to pay for that doctor. He's not going to work for free. That money's got to come from somewhere. And that's what people don't realize. Free ain't free. I mean, but what scares me, what I see going on is like the night of the presidential election when Hillary Clinton lost, I saw a bunch of people that realized they were scammed. Like, wait a minute here. What just happened? I just gave that guy $700 in Walmart gift cards and scratched off the backs and took pictures and sent them to him. And when they finally realized that $20 million they're supposed to get, they're not getting. Well, if you're stupid enough to think you're going to get even $2,000 from a guy if you send him 700 gift cards, you're stupid. Well, he needs $700 to pay the legal fees, and that'll get that $3.8 million. And that when they realized they had been scammed, the Democratic Party couldn't take the fall for it. What do we do? Their needs. China hacked the computers. Russia got involved. Cuba probably helped out. That's what happened. Okay? Then, that's what's going on now. Well, Trump is colluding with the Postmaster General to guarantee that he wins the election. He's going to collude. He's not stopping Russia. He's not stopping China. China is going to help him win. China would die. China would live it. Love it if Biden won. They're trying to make up all this bullcrap so that when Trump wins again, they can blame everything on Trump. Here's your dictator in chief. That's right, folks. That's your dictator in chief. He rigged the election so you can't lose. The dictator in chief. That's right, folks. You really thought that Trump was going to let anyone win? Oh, don't worry, because, well, they kind of go back and forth, because they go back, because half of the time they act like, well, Trump's preparing so that when he loses, he will not leave the White House. He will use every force necessary to leave. First of all, you got to ask yourself one question. 99% of you, if you had the money Donald Trump did and the lifestyle he had, you wouldn't run for president. You'd be sitting on a beach earning 20%, just sitting, okay, yeah, I need 4 more bottles of Cristal, please, thank you. Yeah, can I get some 7-year McClellan? Thanks. I'm on the beach here. Yo, Jose, man, roll me a couple Cuban cigars, just like last time. No, he gave up his posh lifestyle. Have you seen this plane that he had? That's posh. You want to see the houses and things he has? I wouldn't have to work for 30 lifetimes if I had the money that dude had. He gave that all up so he could be there to call me an American and risk everything for the American people. That's why I stand with Trump. I've been called an N-hater, an American Knight of the Ku Klux Klan. I've been called a KKK member, an Aryan Brotherhood, bigot, sexist, you name it. Not one person but Trump has called me a patriot and an American. I've been called deplorable, a fool-aid. Sorry if since 1990 they've tried to find a way. Just look at the cleaners you have in your house. If you're listening and you're near them, look at Lysol, look at bleach, look at one of the cleaners you have and read the list of things it says it kills. How many things it kills? Well, they've tried since like the 90s. Well, how can we get bleach into the body to kill AIDS, HIV, Clostridium botulinum, botulism, C. diff, hepatitis A, B, and C? How can we get it in to kill this without killing you? That's what chemo is. We're going to put this toxic crap in your body and pray to God that you live, your cancer dies before you do. We're going to kill you, and hopefully you survive. But that's where we're at, folks. They've tried to do that. When Trump kind of jokingly says, well, like, we need to figure out a way to get bleach into the body so it can kill all this stuff without killing you. And, of course, what is all the liberal? Can you believe it? Trump told you to take and drink bleach. And the stupid, idiotic 17 to 20... five-year-old college kids believed it. They didn't listen to the thing where he's like, you know, I wish there was a way. Because if you look at some of these household cleaners and the thousands of things they kill, if you could get it into the body, done. And that's where we're at, folks. Anything, they don't, like that reporter on MSNBC said, oh, we'd kiss. Oh, if Sarah Palin was a Republican, we'd kiss her, but we'd love her if she was a Democrat. She's a Republican. And I sat there that day, I'm like, well, then why don't we get a bunch of people that are basically conservative, that are like Tucker Carlson, Donald Trump, Ted Cruz conservatives, and have them run as Democrats. And I'd be like, yes, you all want free college? Okay, well, who's paying for it? Where's it coming from? Where's this money coming from? Because, you know, I'm one of those, because I don't get it. Like the Indianapolis Hoosier Dome where the Colts played, they hadn't even paid that thing off when they demolished it. And they just tacked that money onto the new stadium. When the Colts, Hoosier Dome went down and they put up that Lucas Oil. They didn't even have it paid for. I don't understand, man. I just don't get it. I don't understand, man. Everything's gonna be free. Let's blame Trump for everything, because Trump's the problem. That way, see. And that's what they're trying to do. I mean, because Trump's the problem. So when he wins, they can say, see, Trump is the problem. Because, no, it was Hillary Clinton who got the Postal Workers Union on their side. I would have been, like, furious. I would have been like, excuse me, I hate Hillary Clinton with a passion. I'm a patriot conservative, and if you want to support her out of your own pocketbook, okay, but you're not going to take, I work for you. If you want to support her on your own dime, that's fine. But don't force me to take my union dues to go to help Hillary Clinton. it's sad. You know, these masks, these people, these Chicago beachgoers without masks, they're reckless. It's a reckless, like, she'll arrest you if you ain't wearing a mask, but she'll be like, okay, well, you can arrest all these looters and rioters, but you heard it right. My state attorney is going to drop all the charges anyway, so you can do whatever you want to her. This could have ended a long time ago. Back like when they had those Ferguson riots and stuff, that could have been ended when those people would like hold hands in the highway and stop traffic. If the people would have just said screw it and ran their ass over back then, excuse my French, it would have been long. Okay, they're not going to let themselves. These people aren't just going to sit there and stop. They're just going to run us over. We got to do something. That's the problem. That's what's scary. How dare you not wear a mask on the beach? You busting in 500 windows at the Sears Tower? That's okay. That's peaceful. Go ahead and rob stores and trash your community. That's okay. But how dare you go on the beach without a mask? And Camilla Harris is one of the, and that's what scares me, because she is so progressive. She's communist. She backed the Green New Deal. These people on the left think that, okay, this is what's going to happen, folks. I've thought of a Red Deal. You know, they have their Green Deal. Well, I've thought of this is my Red Deal that I've come up with. And what my deal would ban all planes altogether. 100% of air traffic would be stopped. You would not be able to fly any plane whatsoever. Fossil fuels would be instantly banned, 100% of them. No space travel. So if you're up there in that space capsule, whatever, you're there until the food runs out or whatever. COVID-19 happens, we'd be completely in a lockdown. I'm 100%, no one's deemed essential. So if you got people in the assisted living communities, they'd be done, okay? They're just going to die because you're not going to be able to be there because they're going to have to take care of themselves because you can't spread. We're going to lock down. You're going to have to be in your bedroom, in your closet with the door locked. What else can I make up? I mean, that's how bad she is. She wants Medicare for all. She wants to bankrupt this country. Oh, we're just going to tax you more. Don't worry. Don't worry. I know you're not going to get a paycheck once we're done taking the taxes out, but it's okay. You'll have to figure out how to get the rest of the taxes you owe us come the end of the year. Because though you're not getting a paycheck, you're still owing more taxes than what we could take out. You need to ask your company to give you more money. You're not going to get a paycheck. You're just going to have less to owe at the end of the year in taxes, which where are you getting the money from if you're not getting a paycheck in the first place because they're taking 200% of your paycheck. But that's Camilla Harris for you. That's what they want. Oh, everything's free. Don't worry. See, if you have Hillary Clinton, you wouldn't be paying for anything. Everything, you just be able to walk into a house and it's yours. You wouldn't have to pay for the house.
Sean Hannity on my way here. Trump already has an ad out about Biden and Camilla. Sleepy Biden and something.
Camilla, I heard about that. Yeah, it's Sleepy Joe and Phony Camilla.
Yeah, Phony.
But this is the funny thing. They had a Joe Biden commercial on yesterday because I was watching OWN the other day, like about 3 days ago, and there was some Black Lives Matter commercial thing, whatever, and I'm like, okay, OWN, bye, click. But they had a Joe Biden commercial that I swear they took a Donald Trump ad and just put him in it.
I think so.
It was like, you want to have Made in America, you want to have support American workers, you want to America, America, America. Well, guess what, folks?
A client gave me this bag and stuff.
And it's like, okay there, China Joe, you really think I'm going to support you? On China Joe, I'm China Joe and I approve this American, I mean, Hong Kong message. Yeah, it's not, I mean, it's just sad. And then CNN has the gall to say that, well, Joe Biden's riding a bicycle, so he can't have dementia. Can you believe Fox News aired a thing where it had Joe Biden riding a bike so he has no dementia?
I have a client that I pray I never run into him because he still drives a car. And he shouldn't be.
Yeah, that's what I'm... Yeah, I've worked with dementia patients for 16 years. And let me tell you something, folks. They can eat.
No,
they can walk.
That has no bearing. On the PS, no.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a person that would literally go to the buffet, get food at the buffet, walk to a table, put the food down, then get up, go to the buffet, get food, go to another table, and sit down. And then he wouldn't sit down. He would do that like 7 times until finally we had to sit there and someone had to get the food with him and sit with him. Hey, come on, let's eat. Sit down. A dementia patient can drive a car. They can do things. They're not the greatest at it. Just because he's having cognitive issues doesn't mean he still can't ride a bike. Eventually, if it's really bad, he may be a little bit confused in riding, but he would still be able to probably do it. He wouldn't be no Lance Armstrong, but he'd still be able to get a bike and ride it. But that's... Can you believe that? They say Biden has a dementia, but he's riding a bike. Yeah, I can tell that guy's never been around dementia patients. I've been around patients that literally I would introduce myself like 7 times. I've been around dementia patients that you would give them like a very tiny dinner. This person goes, why are you giving them? He needs to eat more than that. I said, because he doesn't really know what's going on in his head. So he'll think he hasn't eaten. And he'll have like 5 plates. And by the end of the meal, like, wow, he ate like 6 plates. Yeah, he does, because he doesn't think he's eaten. And then finally, after like 5 of them, he'd just like wander off and we'd follow him back, take him back to his room. You know, I don't mention any names or anything out of respect to these people. And what I see with Biden, it's scary. It's elder abuse. It's not right. You know, but here's the thing. You know, there are people still want Trump's tax returns. There's all kinds of BS. No. You know what? Matthew West said it best in his song. I shook my fist at heaven. I said, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did. I created you. If you don't like the way Trump is, if you think Trump is so bad, why don't you make it better? Why don't you step up? Why don't you clean up Philadelphia? Why don't you clean up Detroit? Why don't you, instead of trashing your communities, why don't you make it better? Why don't, instead of Oprah Winfrey talking how blacks can't accomplish anything in their life and can't go anywhere because you're guaranteed everything, you're guaranteed this golden slipper, yellow brick road because I'm white. Actually, I got Jewish in me, so I don't know. I'm a man. I'm a child of the one true king. I screw up all the time. And every day I'm like, Lord, forgive me my sins and iniquities. But you know what? I do what I do. I try to make my life better. I try to help my wife and do what I can. I try to provide. I try to do. I don't try to play the blame. Well, because, you know, because I got brown hair. No one's going to hire me. So, you know, I don't know what to do. I mean, because, you know, no, I don't play the blame game. Oprah Winfrey, maybe if she would say, hey, look, I want to tell you a story of a girl that went through a troubled childhood and grew up to become somebody. I'm going to start doing a scholarship where I'm going to have people, blacks, that if you get involved with this, there'll be mentors and they'll help you. If you want to know about the Lord Jesus Christ, message me. I'll help you out. If you're a woman, I'll give you to my wife. Because usually guys help guys. Usually if I have a problem or something, you know, I can go to... Nathan, you got a second? I'd go to people in the church and say, what's going on? You know, guys just go with the guys, women go to women. You know, except for if I want to go to my pastor, it's a woman. But, you know, it's just one of those things. We're there for each other. We need to lift people up, because he's got a glass slipper golden road because he's white. You have to bust your butt to make it. No, Michael Jordan had to bust his butt. He had to get up at 4 a.m. in the morning, get to that gymnasium, and practice 2.5 hours before school and 5.5 hours after school to make it to get to where he is. He didn't have no golden slipper, yellow brick road. Look at Terrence K. Williams. He went from the foster house to the White House. I've never even been to the White House. He didn't let his situation dictate who he was. He could have been a product of the system. I don't have no mama, no daddy. I'm in the foster care system. I have nobody. He always had that one man that did more for him than anyone. That's Jesus Christ, who he had. He didn't let that define who he was. Look at Mark. Look at Matthew. What does the Bible, if you read the Bible, who does it say I am? We've gotten so far astray from this world instead of what we need to be. Instead of people blaming, let's say Trump is not doing good. You don't like him. Martin Luther King was the president, and look at what he did. Look at how much change Martin Luther King did. Loretta King. Rosa Parks. Look at what they did. Now, 50 plus years later, you have black people okay with being called colored folk, pushing the fact that they're black, shoving it down the throats of people. Oh, where's my separate graduation? I want segregation. Where's my dormitory? Folks, you got this whole campus here. Us black folks got this one little tiny area here. We don't have the whole campus like you do. I'd be like, okay, well then I'm gonna get some university security to make sure you don't leave here. I don't know if you sleep here or not, but since this is the only place you got to hang out with, then you better not leave here. I call it black privilege. It's where black people can blame everything on the color of their skin. They can be lazy. Oh, I'm homeless because I'm black. I got fired because I'm black. I can't do anything because I'm black. No. You can do anything. You can be anything you want to be. I don't do this. I never thought I'd be doing this radio show. It's not like, well, I guess when I was a kid, we used to sit there and like tape record ourselves. Welcome to WKFC Radio, sponsored by Church's Chicken. We got some Sam and Dave here with Soul Man on WKFC Radio. Now you did what? I mean, we are having fun. Welcome to Mr. Jolly Rogers' neighborhood. What's up? And we have fun. We go to two churches on Sunday. Church and then the chicken restaurant. We didn't have one near us, but, you know, we had fun with it. I never thought I'd be doing something like this. See, back in the day, I'd be taking off the air if I said that stuff almost saying networks. But that was, there was a thing back in the day called a joke, you know. We used to do things called jokes, like your mama's so smart, she went to a pine tree looking for pineapples. See, we used to make jokes. Now, can you believe it? That guy offended. You know, I mean, but that's the problem. Okay, let's say you don't like Trump. What are you doing to try to make America better? What are you doing to try to fix your community? What are you doing to help out your community? We have the Lafayette Transitional House where my church goes, and we donate food items and stuff like that. Okay, this month we're going to give them razors. This month we're going to give them toothpaste, whatever. And that's what we do. You know how much of an overabundance of food this country would have if everyone just in their front yard grew a garden? I mean, I can tell you right now, we had a frost and we lost all this stuff, and my wife just took this dirt and just dumped it, and I got hundreds of tomatoes. I'm going to be like, because, I mean, the Bible does say you're supposed to give 10% of your harvest, so I give 10. Who wants what? I got. But, I mean, I did pray over the garden. I will say that I did pray over the garden. But, you know, I mean, but like if you talk, like in Luke, when they dropped the seeds, some of the seeds fell on bad soil. Some fell where there were all, you know, in good soil, and this, you know, and all this, and these have like vines, and they choke the plant, and this, and all this stuff, and it's just amazing that, like, I'm like, okay, we'll see what happens, because, you know, we had like a frost and this and that. Now I'm getting, now I think I got like a ton of starter. I got probably like 20 of the pepperoni peppers coming up. And I've got, now I'm getting my, so I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to figure this poblano pepper plant out, because it's taller than I am, and I have not one pepper started. Now I've got like 7 starts, little tiny ones, so it's going to be interesting to see how that works. But, you know, hey, when you give it to God, it's amazing what happens. I mean, he did take the 5 loaves and 2 fish and had the disciples pass it around, and they brought back loads. So, you know. I mean, like I was talking about earlier, you know, my wife is doing great. You know, I'm doing good. You know, we give what we can, do what we do. But like my mom, I finally got her on CBD, and now the thing is, I try to keep her on it because it works. Because I'd rather have her on CBD than pharmaceuticals, you know, and stuff. But, you know, there's more and more studies coming out that people on chronic pain use less and less opioids if they take cannabis. So it's kind of interesting to see moving forward, you know. And I think we're going to start finding the more, like I think there's going to be a lot of science with cannabis. And I think I tried to explain this to my wife and my audience, like, to where, okay, we know it relieves pain. We know it does this. But they're finding out the science. Like, this is why it does that. This is scientifically why we can prove. So if you say, well, yeah, you just want to get high, it doesn't relieve pain. Well, here's how we can prove it relieves pain. This is how we can prove, just like they can prove scientifically that opioids can stop pain, same kind of thing, same kind of concept. So it's going to be interesting to see, because I can't wait to see the microdosing. It's interesting. So it's one of those things that we do that I think it's going to be interesting, because to see how the cannabis fusion, because like with that microdosing and stuff, I think, and how the nanotechnology, where I think they'll be able to, like, okay, you got prostate cancer. Will they be able to take a specific CBD? And because, like, if you have prostate cancer, you're going to want to have, like, suppositories that are, like, super concentrated CBD, and they help. And Tommy Chong said he's done them where they have THC some. It's like 80%, it's like 90% CBD and like 10% THC. And he said, you talk about, it's like, holy cow. I mean, you get so high. But when you do it, it's what you do, you know. You want more CBD. And I think with this nanotechnology that they're working on, that I've been doing research on, it's really fascinating. And I think it's one of those things that I think they're going to be able to, like, more specifically, okay, like, to where they can extract that CBD or that THC specific from this, you know, and have that target this. So it's going to be interesting, you know, to see how that goes and moving forward. You know, I think it's going to be interesting. I mean, because I like where I work, I feel like this person is making bio Okay, this guy is saving lives. He is that smart, coming up with these chemical formulations to make these medicines that, like, cure stuff and make these pharmaceuticals. And when you spray this on a bridge, you don't have to worry about painting it as often, and it won't rust as much. And, you know, and they're that smart, but, yeah. What's up? Can I help you? Yeah, I can't ring up. Yeah, you want to help me? I'm trying to get this soda, and I don't know how to use the POS system. I'm like, really? You can't use a POS system, but you can, like, but you're like, well, if you take this HR2X1Y molecule that has a denacular chromosomatic enzyme on the ends, see, the thing is it's got three prongs on it, and the receptors won't match up because the DRXRA receptors on the other one has two, and you have to have two and two, and how do we, and they're that smart. But when it comes to, like, a POS system, they can't figure it out. And I'm like, it makes me feel good in a way because I'm like, hey, I can do it. I'm like, you've never used a self-checkout at Walmart? Yeah, that's the thing, like, where when you go there, you grocery shop, you do everything, and then they expect you to check out your own groceries when I'm paying someone to do it for me. You know, what do you want me to do, go to the bake shop? Oh, don't worry, Jose. I'm in the bake shop right now. Once I'm done here, I'll go ahead and I'll unload that truck. It's okay. Don't worry, Jose. I just came in here to buy a gallon of milk, but don't worry. I'm the assistant manager now because you want to know how to use that self-checkout? Hon, the people that work here don't know how to use it, so I can't help you. You're on your own. Oh, you wanted 4 dozen cookies. Okay, wow. Okay, I got you. You go in there for a gallon of milk and try to do self-checkout, and here you are running the place. I'm just saying, I mean, it just makes you feel good that like, when you think, like, you like, wow, those guys are genius, they're so smart what they're doing, but then certain things they don't grasp the concept of. I mean, we always used to joke about that at Purdue University. These engineers can design all kinds of buildings, but they don't know how to tie a shoe. That's why they always wear flip-flops. And if you've done any engineering conferences where you're catering, they all have flip-flops or slip-on shoes. I'm just saying. Just throwing that one out there. But thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. And it's just, I think it's going to be neat to see this nanotechnology in cannabis and see how it moves forward and stuff. And, you know, I mean, we got to sit there and move forward with all this stuff. Half the problems in this country we wouldn't have if the media was honest. If we had an honest media and liberals that were sitting there trying to push this narrative. You know, you have people coming out from MSNBC, oh yeah, we don't care what Trump says. It's about going after Trump no matter what he says. No matter what he says, what he does. It's what we do. So that's kind of where we're at, you know. We need to come together as a nation instead of divide. You know, like I tell people, if you don't think Trump's doing a good job, okay, what are you doing to try to make Chicago better since Lightfoot ain't doing it, since his Antifa people ain't doing it? I mean, but that's the problem. These people support this. People support this lady who's like, oh yeah, that 7-year-old's birthday party, it's being shut down. Oh, keep burning, keep burning, keep looting and rioting, going ahead. It's okay. Get your replications. I know that's your grocery store that you shop at every day. I don't know where you're going to get your groceries from now on, but go ahead and loot it. Go ahead and riot. Oh, that department store where you get your TVs and VCRs and all that stuff. Yeah, go ahead, trash it, burn it to the ground. What the heck? Oh, yeah, I need the police out there. The 7-year-old's trying to have a birthday party. I need to get there ASAP. Can't believe. Ma'am, you're in contempt. Yeah, we're arresting you for having a birthday party. You had more than 10 kids at this party for your 7-year-old kid. Oh, I don't care about the rioters are fine. If you stand up for, if you try to violate, when you're rioting, see, the virus doesn't affect rioters. They can do whatever they want to. I mean, people vote these people in. Sometimes I just want to be like, okay, let them wallow in that. If that's what they want, if that's what they're voting for, then we need to have a wall against Illinois. I'm going to put a wall up. I'm going to have like, okay, you want to come in from Illinois? What's your purpose for being? I want to have like a gate, like a security gate, okay? Because look at all those Chicago, New York people. Oh, rich people, please stay. Oh, please, please. I want to move on now, folks. I'm trying to convince all the rich to stay in New York. I'm going to move on real quickly because I got about 7 minutes left in the program. Thank you all so much for tuning in, wherever you're around the world. If you're on Facebook, I do have the link. But I want to get into this really quickly, some of the Premier League news. Is, you know, we beat Copenhagen yesterday 1-0. And I want to get into this, folks, because this is what really gets me mad. You know, like when it all the out, all these people saying all the out. I'm like, yeah, but we won yesterday. Well, all the out. I'm like, see, that's the problem. See, if we would have lost, you would be all the out. We win, you're all the out. It's like I've had so many. There have been so many managers in Manchester United since Ferguson left where, like, well, if we would have just, we had 90% possession of the ball, but we lost the game. 90%, we had 70% to 30% possession of the ball, and we lost the game. Well, we got to do something because we almost won the game. This almost happened. Well, wait a minute here. Ali wins, and it's like, you know, I'm Ali in. Until, if we stay in the Champions League next year and he gets us, like, third or second, then there's progress. But we got to spend money. I know Borussia Dortmund, Jadon Sancho won $120 million, take it or leave it. We're not, because we're planning on him staying here next year, so go ahead, because next year he's going to be more valuable because the COVID-19, see, we're not budging for Mark. I don't care if the world came to an end. We want $120 million for him. And it's only going to get, and we're going to demand even more, so don't worry, folks. And that's what's gonna. That's what's happening. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? What do you mean? What do we do? Pay the $120 million. Because next year, I think you're gonna have way more clubs gonna be interested in them, and they're probably gonna want more than they want now. Fork over the money. Quit playing this game. Because I have a feeling that we're gonna get Jadon Sancho in the very end. And oh, we didn't have time to do any of it. You could have just paid 70, 20, and 30. Deal's done and move on. I don't want this. I don't. We gotta pay the shareholders and the dividend people. That's what we gotta do. I don't know. I don't know. I just want something. I want money spent. I mean, how can you expect Mikel Arteta to do anything at Arsenal if he keeps the same players? How do you expect him to improve if he's not? You're not going to spend money on the team. If you're not going to spend money on the team and get new players, better players, and do stuff, what's going to happen, folks? You got to do something. You got to move forward. You got to be. I think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer needs to say, okay, I'm getting rid of these five players. You need to replace them. Put it in their hands. I think he keeps some of the deadwood because he doesn't think he's going to get anybody. Well, it's nice that we got this deadwood, but, well, because I think that's why he keeps like some of these players like Juan Mata and stuff, because, hey, if I get rid of them, are they going to be replaced? are they going to be replaced? And I don't think he thinks he's – I think he's going to let five players go, and am I going to be able to replace a player? I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know that. And that's why I truly believe that, that he, there's a lot of players he wants to get rid of, but he doesn't think they're going to do anything to get him anybody. Hey, we got fourth place. That's good enough. You keep us in Champions League, guess what? No, we want better. We want to compete for titles. We want to compete for Champions League. We need to get players, and we need to do stuff. This is ridiculous. I think we'll get Jadon Sancho, but they're going to drag the dang thing out for months, trying to chew him down. They're not Borussia Dortmund. I truly believe are going to get 120 million, and that's not them playing hardball, but it is. It's not like them like, well, we're just going to say we're only going to take 120 million from them. No, that's what they want 100%. Take it or leave it. 120 million or not. And I think that they really mean that. Take it or leave it. 120 million. They're not trying to play hardball. That's what they want. No, I think Jadon Sancho needs to say, hey, I want to transfer. And he needs to kind of, not like strike, but not say he's not going to play, but say, hey, I want to leave. You know, you need to, but 90 seconds left, you need to work with Manchester United because I want to go there. I want a different opportunity. But I think Borussia Dortmund are going to be stuck to their, it's what we want. Sorry. It's what we want. And if Manchester United doesn't, they need to get the Jews that own them out. So, got about 60 seconds left. Thank you so much for tuning in to the program. I hope you feel a part of it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much. We're going to see where this goes. Just do me a favor, folks. Don't shake your fist to heaven and say, God, why don't you do something? Because he's going to tell you, I did. I created you. Do something. Make something. If you don't like the way your community is going, fix it. Do something constructive. I'd be like giving this writer some out. Here you go. You think it's going to fix everything? Go right ahead. Just remember, folks, with a firm reliance in the protection of the divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Thursday, good night, all, and God bless you. Have a great night. Goodbye.